Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on the Unsolicited Opinion. Good morning, America. How are you? This is Maggie Rodden. Welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How's everybody doing today on this fine, wonderful September Labor Day? Labor Day, USA. How's everybody doing? Enjoying, for those of you who are off from work, enjoying your day off from work. And for those of you who don't have a job and wish you did and wish you were able to be counted amongst those who have a day off from work, I truly wish you did. I honestly do. I wish I could wave a magic wand and make everything right, but unfortunately I can't. So the only thing I can do is try to get information out to people so that they can make educated decisions, because information is power, isn't it really? Isn't knowledge power? It certainly is, because you got to have knowledge. You have to be armed with knowledge, because it is a weapon. It truly is. It is a weapon. People use information against you. You need to have information to be able to fight back. That's the only weapon that'll be effective against information wars that we are really in. And we are in a war of information, aren't we? Aren't we in a war of fact versus fiction? We really are. I know today is Labor Day, and so I wanted to start talking about, I'm going to have the board up play a clip, and it goes back a couple years, actually, but I want to give some call-in numbers before we start with this clip I'm going to have in play, and I don't have a guest lined up today. I really wanted to just hear from people today, and you can give your comments to me based upon really whatever you want to talk about, but I'm going to kind of set the tone with the clip that I play. But here's the call-in number, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there. I have a ton of information on my website. I have linked to a lot of other people's websites, and they have been doing all kinds of research. Please start reading, okay? You really need to. I can't stress that enough. I cannot emphasize enough how critical it is, the need for people to become as armed with the ammunition of knowledge as they possibly can, because I am telling you, you are in a war here. And I say that repeatedly, I realize that, but it really, the fact remains is that is a fact. Excuse me. You are in a war, and the only way we're going to win this war is if we have enough people educated and awake and on our side. We need soldiers in this battle that we're in. We need soldiers. And so the only way we're going to make that happen is if people wake up to what's going on around them. And I'm not sure how long this clip is, actually. I think it's about 4 minutes or so. So I'll wait, because we're going to go to break in a couple of minutes. So I'll wait till after the first break, I think, and then I'm going to have the board op, Dan's on the board with me today. I'm going to have him play this clip. And some of you may have even heard this clip that I'm going to play. And then there, I'm sure, are many of you who didn't hear this clip. But when you do, you will be reminded. And it's a rather interesting thing what this individual in this clip is talking about. This clip was a clip by Robert Reich, actually. And he used to be, what was his title? I'm trying to think what his title was now. Secretary of, was he Labor? I'm trying to think. Yeah, he was the Secretary of Labor, and he had been a professor at the University of California at Berkeley, which, you know what, I got to tell you something. The one thing I've realized, and, you know, I had actually quit school when I was in 10th grade, and then, of course, I went back, got a GED, went back and, you know, went to college the whole 9 years. However, I remember it when I was young and I had quit school, and I always thought, I always was so concerned that people would think that I was an idiot, honestly, because I had quit school. So it was imperative to me that I used to read the dictionary. I had a very extensive vocabulary at one time. I think I've lost a lot of it over the years because I really haven't paid much attention or practiced it. However, I used to read the dictionary, and I was very concerned with being able to understand what was happening around me. And I used to think that our illustrious educators, I used to think that these people were, you know, almost nobility. Wow, someone's got a doctorate degree, or, you know, that's wow. You're a graduate of Harvard or Yale or one of these Ivy League institutions. Wow, you must be really smart. You must really have it going on. How little did I realize at that time, however, that these people really don't have it going on, that in actuality, these Ivy League institutions are doing nothing but pushing communism and control, and that being a graduate of one of those, although it may get you a job, and you know you're going to be a graduate of Harvard Law School, you're going to get a job guaranteed and make, you know, six figures right off the get-go, make big bucks. That doesn't say anything to who you really are as an individual at all. You may make money, and we certainly need money to eat. There's no doubt about it. But who you are, what you're really all about, what your makeup is, well, I honestly would rather talk to somebody who quit school in 10th grade, quite frankly, than these dirtballs who are professors at these universities, such as Robert Reich from Berkeley. Please, Commie Central USA, right, Berkeley? There's nothing impressive to me anymore. I have, over the years, come to realize that one may be a graduate of an Ivy League institution, but that has absolutely nothing to do with being a credible, decent human being. Listen, we're going to break. When we come back, we'll play that clip that I wanted to play about Robert Reich, and it has to do with Labor Day. So I thought that would be today's a perfect date to hear his voice. Be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't go away.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443 is the telephone number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number. Listen, I don't have a guest lined up today. I just thought you and I, we'd have just a private little chat. You know what I mean? So I am going to have the fellow in the studio play a clip in a couple of seconds here. But so if anybody wants to call in, you know, this is kind of like, Open Line Monday, I guess. We can discuss anything you'd like. If you want to rant and rave about your boss who you think sucks, hey, I'm all about free speech. You don't like your neighbor, we can talk about that too. I really don't care. We can talk about how much we don't like Obama, how much we don't like Bush, and how much we don't like this globalist movement, and how much we don't like the outsourcing of our jobs. So 800-313-9443 is the number. And I'm even welcoming the graduates from these illustrious institutions to call into the show as well. You know, and you can tell us what your credentials are, because they're very impressive to me today. I can guarantee you that much. They really are. But anyway, on that note, I want to have the board up play this clip from Robert Reich. And this was back in 2009 when he was talking about when they were hustling that recovery jobs bill. Remember in 2009 what they were talking about doing with all that so-called stimulus money? And how many jobs were going to be created? Here we are, a couple years later, kids. How many jobs have been created, saved or created? I think that's the word, huh? So anyway, on that note, hopefully Dan is listening, and he will play the clip for us.
Now, let me say something about infrastructure. It seems to me...